And with me is Grand Marais Mayor Larry Carlson. Good morning.
And good morning to you.
We have two meetings to talk about, a special one and the regular one. Let's start with the special meeting.
Well, the special one wasn't really all that special. It was simply something that needed to be done.
But that's what you called it. Yeah.
At a meeting a week ago, R&R Disposal wanted a letter of recommendation from the City Council to reopen the demolition and transfer station that up on the Kimball Meadows Road, which has been kind of legislated to death here for a bit. And so he has the support of Representative Dill and Bach. So we're hoping that he's able to do that. This will provide a service to Cook County at a much cheaper rate than we have right now. And so we approved that. And the other thing is we were short and are still short of members to the Planning and Zoning Commission, but fortunately, Linder Pete Peterson volunteered, and so now at least we have a workable Planning and Zoning Commission.
Okay, well, speaking of that kind of thing, let's talk a little bit about the revolving loan program. You talked about that at the regular council meeting.
Yeah, the city has control over some monies originated from the IRRRB, and Jill Terrell, owner of the garage, applied for a loan, low-cost or low-interest loan to renovate that garage and make more user-friendly retail space.
How does that differ from the storefront?
Oh. The storefront is a separate bunch of money there, but it's specifically for storefronts. The garage is a total renovation there.
Okay, and the park job. I know there's we talked with Dave Terstig earlier in the week, and the new job open at the park and going to be advertised, I guess.
Yes, they are advertising for kind of a assistant, but it's not really called that. Generally, a person that's in charge of grounds and maintenance and stuff. It's interesting that one of the requests for background is raised on a farm. So they want somebody that's good with their hands and knows what to do.
I'll just see him out there baling hay one of these days, right? So, okay, kind of good news for the city, defibrillators.
I've been practicing saying that one, too.
I know it's a tough one, isn't it?
we approved the purchase of three one of those things. One to go at the golf course, the library, and the park.
And I imagine that there has to be training that goes along with that as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, those people, that's the staff at those places will be trained. Mm-hmm. But I guess they're pretty much idiot-proof.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, that's a real good first response.
Yeah, just recently, yesterday or the day before, they used one similar to that at the Duluth Airport. You may have seen that on the news.
Really? Okay, well, I missed that. I'm sorry to say. Well, anything else you got to say about the condition of the city so far besides being kind of warm until today?
The North House gave an annual report, but also they said that they have a weekend coming up, I think, for something with fibers and stuff, and they already have 100 people signed up for that, have that kind of an interest at this time of the year for Grand Marais is terrific.
You can't hurt, can it? We've been speaking with Larry Carlson. He's the mayor of Grand Marais. Thanks for stopping by. We'll talk to you pretty soon.
And thank you.